Unit 9. 9A.
How did you meet your husband?
It was on a blind date, actually. A friend invited me to meet someone she knew. She said he was very nice, so I went along, and as soon as I met him, I fell for him. I thought he was wonderful. We started to go out with one another, and then I invited him home to meet my parents. And they took to him immediately. They thought he was a lovely person.
So meeting him was an important event?
Oh, yes. It was a turning point in my life. You see, whereas I'd always had my head in the clouds, he was very practical and realistic. He had his feet firmly on the ground.
Do you remember when he asked you to marry him?
Oh, yes, very clearly. We were walking in the park, and he proposed to me completely out of the blue. I really wasn't expecting it.
How did you feel about marrying him?
Oh, I was over the moon. I thought it was the most wonderful thing that could ever have happened to me.
And do you still feel that way today?
Oh, yes. We're devoted to one another.
What do you think has made your marriage such a success?
The fact that we've always supported and helped one another. I've always stood by him, and he's never let me down once. We're a partnership.
So you never have any arguments?
Well, we have our ups and downs now and then. Everybody does. But I know that underneath it all, we were made for each other.
How did you meet your wife?
We worked for the same company. She was about the same age as me, and she struck me as a very nice person. As time passed, I came to look on her as a friend. We spent some time together, and then we started going out with one another.
What did your parents think of her?
When I introduced her to my mother, she said she couldn't understand what I saw in her. She thought she was very ordinary and not at all the right person for me.
Do you think your mother's opinion influenced you in any way?
I think it made me have second thoughts about marrying her. But we still got married a few months later.
What was life like after you got married?
Things were all right for a while, but then we began to quarrel. We always kissed and made up in the end, but there were still problems between us.
Why was that?
I think the main thing was that we weren't really suited to one another. After we got married, we started to see one another in a different light. We spent less and less time together. We became interested in different things, and gradually we grew apart.
What happened then?
We started having terrible arguments, and I behaved very badly towards her. I tried to make up for it, but she couldn't forgive me. In the end, we split up. I suppose it was inevitable, really.
And how did this experience affect you?
I think it changed my outlook on life. I certainly don't see it through rose-coloured spectacles anymore.
Would you marry again?
I would, but it would have to be the right person, and there would have to be a lot more give and take. Otherwise, I don't think it would work.
9B. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1. When I was in trouble, she gave me help and support. Stand by. When I was in trouble, she stood by me. 2. I have always considered you to be my closest friend. Look on as. I have always looked on you as my closest friend. 3. I'm depending on you, so don't disappoint me. Let down. I'm depending on you, so don't let me down. 4. The children liked her the moment they met her. Take 2. The children took to her the moment they met her. 5. She fell in love with her skiing instructor. 4. She fell for her skiing instructor. 6. I don't understand what she finds attractive about him.
Seeing.
I don't understand what she sees in him.
7.
She tried to compensate for the trouble she had caused.
Make up for.
She tried to make up for the trouble she had caused.
8.
After a year, they ended their relationship.
Split up.
After a year, they split up.
9.
I think we've become less close to one another.
Grow apart.
I think we've grown apart.
10.
They had an argument, but later they became friends again.
Make up.
They had an argument, but later they made up.
Or,
they had an argument, but later they made it up.